2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure, as always, to have you with us to start what turns out to be a very warm weekend. We're going to be maybe in some places as much as 20 degrees above seasonal normals here. So make sure if you're going to go play in the outdoors, which we always encourage, that you take all the necessary precautions you would be looking to take in late July or early August with lots of water and, you know, give yourself plenty of time to be in the great outdoors, but protect yourself from these warm temperatures early in the season. Nice to have you listening. We're recording this program again on Thursday. So Tim Hughes at Broadcast House in downtown Salt Lake City. Russ Smith is on with us from the Sky Call compound in Sugar House.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning. First time we've had a chance to talk since Memorial Day, and you made a little road trip last weekend too, didn't you?
Oh, man, did I. Up in Wyoming. Had a buddy buried up there, served in the Marines, and I went up to decorate his grave, and I don't think he has any family around up there, so made the trip.
Is this the same grave that I visited with you when we were on our slingshot ride?
That's right. That's right. Dave Gross is his name. Byron, Wyoming, just down the street from Lovell, Wyoming.
I remember that you had not visited the gravesite, I don't think, prior to our visit there. And so we were searching the plot mat to try and figure out exactly where he was buried. But that was an emotional day for you.
Yeah, it sure was. Sure was. I remember that. It wasn't quite as emotional the second time, but it was, you know. We were good buddies, and a lot of time's gone by. But, you know, on a lighter note, I was on Highway 20, I think it is. It goes right along the Bighorn River, and I see they've reintroduced some species that I've never heard of in the river there.
Which is what?
Because I saw the caution signs as I went up. I didn't know they had seals in the river.
They don't have seals in the river.
I've heard of otters in the river, but not seals. They've got, let's see, they've got crack seals, and the one I saw was caution chip seals in the road.
Okay, so they were doing road construction is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
All right, Navi, they've got a new species, I guess, in the Bighorn that you need to be aware of.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of crack to catch those crack seals.
Yeah.
Navadomskis is too back
hot,
with us.
Too hot.
I haven't talked to you since last week either. Did you take my advice and head to Montana with the boys?
I did not.
Why?
I was all packed. I gave myself all the options. My wife said it would be good for my depression, and I agreed, and the boys were willing. The weather was, the forecast was terrible, and the water was all high. And my wife had actually tried to get me some counseling appointment, and she was able to the next morning. So at the last moment, she says, I vote you don't go. And I went, wow. And she says, first off, I'm off, and we can hang out, and then I want you to talk to a counselor. So I did that. So I stayed home. The boys did great, though. The water was really high. They went swimming. Watched them down. They caught a lot of fish, and I remember being young and spry and doing that kind of stuff. But with my knees in the snow and the swimming in the river, I thought, you know, I'll actually take the counselor.
what part of snow and swimming in the river doesn't sound good to you?
No. But there's nothing like feeling cozy back at the cabin and having a laugh by the fireplace with the boys.
Yeah, while you're getting several toes amputated, you know, because of frostbite or something. Goodness. Well, save the details because I want to share that their experience a little bit on our Fish Bites, which is coming up a little later in this hour. I'm disappointed in you, but you've explained yourself that your wife asked you to stay. And by the way, I think it's healthy that you're sharing your willingness to share that you went to a third party to try and see if they could help you identify the forest for the trees.
You know, you don't go anywhere. You just log online and there he is. and he chatted with me and, you know, you just talk and I got a little emotional and my wife has never really seen me depressed. I haven't been depressed since 96. So that was another issue. And so it was a little hard and he explained a lot of things to me. Like you said, not having your students in the classroom, that how much reassurance you get in, you know. And then, of course, my fly fishing classes, you get so much input from all these people that puff you up, and then you didn't have that, and then the burden is on my wife to keep me happy. Because I didn't realize when you don't have something what it's like, and I got depressed. I did, sitting up there in the motorhome. So, you know, I'm not afraid to say that I'm human.
Which is good, because we sometimes wonder about that.
But I know. I can't walk across the river. I have to swim and drown, too.
Well, I'm glad you sound a little more chipper this week than you did last week.
Yeah,
for
I feel
sure.
much better. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And, Russ, let me applaud you. One of the reasons I love having you around as a buddy is your commitment to your friends and the fact that this old missionary companion of yours who passed away in 1992 – you're still
That's
taking
right.
the time to make a long drive on a short weekend to make sure that, you know, his grave is decorated. That's fantastic.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Let's see what's coming up on the show this week. We've got a busy one because we've got Davey, who's the general manager of Snow Basin Resort. Navi, it seems like they keep pushing the dates of when you can purchase your season tickets back a little bit, which to me indicates they aren't getting the kind of sales they were anticipating.
Yeah, That's exactly right.
People may be a little hesitant right now, wondering what next ski season looks like, but Snow Basin is making some adjustments, so we're going to be talking with him later this morning.
I think they need to reach out to us, Tim. They make these deadlines as if they're in charge, but really we're the ones buying the thing, and we're pretty upset from last year, so we're not really interested to throw out our credit cards yet.
Yeah, and they've done some good things. I know that the Icon, for instance, and I think we talked about this last week, has been pushed back to because the deadline was going to be this week, but they pushed it to June 17th. And they've got some guarantees in there. There's a deadline for opting out of the season pass. Even once it's paid for, they'll move it to the following season. So those kinds of guarantees are being made. But we'll find out what's going on at Snow Basin. Looking forward to talking with Crystal Tucker, too, about what happened down at Lake Powell and around the state on Memorial Day with our battle against quagga mussels. I'm sure it was quite a battle with so many people just waiting you know, looking forward to getting out after being locked up for so long. I'm sure it was a busy day at all of the reservoirs and the lakes here in Utah. Bob Grove will also join us, and we'll do a little recap of how the state and national parks fared over the Memorial weekend as well. And then we've got some great stories coming up with News of the Week, something that's been bothering me since we reported it this week on Utah's Morning News about the graffiti that's taking place in the canyons here close to Salt Lake. They just can't get a handle on it for whatever reason. Also want to mention, while we've got a second here, because I'll probably forget when we're talking about or talking in Fish Bites, that next week, if everything is still going forward as scheduled, it looks like Free Fishing Day is going to be happening next weekend. So that's always a big event.
Nice.
Yeah, it gets people who don't normally fish out, and they realize they like it.
Yeah, and so we'll try and get some details of what changes, if any, they plan on there, but it's a good thing to have on your calendar anyway with a week's notice to be thinking about getting out and getting involved with the Free Fishing Day, especially if you've got some kids or some grandkids that you're going to be taking out for the first time.
Speaking of, Tim,
yeah,
this is the best bargain where can you get a season, a whole year, not just a season, for $26? You can't even buy a good steak for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great deal. What a bargain of fishing season, yeah. $25.
But Free Fishing Day is just that. It's free. You don't have to have a license in Utah for that one day. You do have to follow all the other rules and regulations, however, which is something we always have to throw in there. Speaking of kids, are you done with school yet?
Yeah, I'm doing my grades right now. I mean, literally, I am in my classroom, and I'm just about ready to push print. And I'm waiting for the last second because I have almost every kid come back. They rallied hard. I mean, I was about a third of my students hadn't heard hiding their hair, but they're in. I only have maybe one student in each class that I haven't heard from, and they're going to pass. And it's a good thing. We got to get these kids through it. Like I say, I'm their teacher, not their judge. I'm trying to help them out, and we got to reach out to them. It's tough times.
Yeah, we've been doing a little of that rallying ourselves with my seventh-grade grandson, who fell behind. You know, he got distracted easily. Mom was at work, and he had nobody really to keep pushing, and he found video games and other things to keep his brain occupied. So now, since they gave their final new assignments last Friday, they've given them a couple of weeks to make up some assignments that they may have missed, and we're pushing the grades up as much as we can in the final days here.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got to take a break. So when we come back, we'll have some news of the week for you. And then later in the hour, Navi will have your fish bites. We'll find out how things were for the Mickey and the Finn up there in Big Sky Country. So stay with us.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for a little news of the week as we get back to it here for another week on KSL Outdoors Radio. Tim, along with Navi and Russell, to keep you company here for the next couple of hours. It's nice to have you with us. Hey, one of the things that just ticked me off today was the story that we reported this week on KSL Outdoors, or excuse me, on Utah's Morning News on KSL, was this graffiti that keeps showing up in a little Cottonwood Canyon. Did you see pictures of it or hear the story?
No. Haven't heard anything about it.
As quickly as they get it cleaned up, some wise guys with spray cans are up there, you know, going at it again.
Wow, what are they saying?
Sorry about that sound coming through the computer here. Unified police officers investigating graffiti left around and on top of a large boulder near the mouth of Little Cottonwood Canyon. Two hikers spotted it again, and, you know, it's just punk kids, I'm sure, that are up there thinking this is funny. But there are some charges coming their way if they can figure out who's doing it. I think it's misdemeanor charges, but nonetheless.
You know,
what does it
what
say?
What they need, Tim, is a trail cam.
Yeah. I wouldn't be – you know, I almost mentioned that on the air, and then I thought – my guess is investigators are already thinking of that, and if we mention it, we might tip off these kids, and they'd be afraid to go back and do it again. But it would be a way to catch them. The funny thing is, these hikers that went up there and actually found the graffiti yet again said, you know, it would be one thing if it was even decent graffiti, but it's terrible. Like, it's stick figures and stupid things that they're painting on these rocks up there.
Well, you know, petroglyphs are basically stick figures. I'm sure the people of that time, you don't have any art talent.
Yeah.
But we love them today.
Yep. Ancient graffiti.
Yeah.
They did it with a purpose. These kids are just doing it for no reason at all. And I'm assuming that they're kids, because I would hope that anybody, you know, of legal age would not do such a stupid thing.
I agree.
undercover officers, I guess, have been roaming these trails every day looking for graffiti, illegal fires, drugs and dogs, which aren't allowed in the canyon. So they're keeping an eye on it. But, boy, I hope they find out who's been up to this, because it is really a mess to have to deal with. Also got a note, from the Soldier Hollow Nordic Center that they have reopened just in time for the summer months here. And with so many things closed, we talked about this last weekend, the importance of getting out and recharging the old battery and doing a lot for your mental health while we focus, you know, mostly on our physical health. And, Russ, you mentioned it when we were during the break. We wish Navi would have been down there with us at Ruby's. It was amazing to see so many listeners who had taken us up on the offer from the week before to bring their families down.
That was nice. That was nice to see that. I wish I don't have a list of names, but did mention the names that we had there on the air. It was really great to see people. While we were on the air, Navi, my son called me and said he changed his plans from Zion's to Ruby's Inn to Bryce, just because there's so much to do there for the kids.
Nice. That's nice. I love that our listeners listen. We always don't know who's listening, and it feels good when you talk to them.
Right. Sounds like somebody's at the door again at SkyCall headquarters.
I came up here because it was quiet. Well, I'm locking them out.
You chose the wrong set of stairs today. Back to just a mention here of Soldier Hollow Nordic Center getting open. I didn't realize, and maybe this is the first year they've done it, but they'll have mountain e-bike rentals that are available up there for like $75 for a half a day, which is 3.5 hours, or a full day, $105. You can also discover biathlon, and Navadovskis will remember our trip up to Whistler, where we took the opportunity to do a little biathlon of our own. You remember that?
Absolutely, I remember that. And let me give a shout-out to e-bikes, okay? This is a new trend that you shouldn't be too good for. I mean, they only kick on when you need them. And, by the way, I go up a hill at 1 mile an hour, and people my age are switching to e-bikes because the hills become non-factor, and they can get further along in their trail and see more things. And so, you know, it's not bad. It's like having somebody give you a little push once in a while, or getting older. But it gets you on the bike and the exercise. You still go as much as you can go. Yeah. It's just you go up the hills a little better.
Yep.
I don't have one, but I'm thinking about it.
I
was shaming.
I want to get the concession for the charging station at the 20-mile line.
Well, after
of water,
and I rode from Paris to London, he rode an e-bike, and I gave him grief. But you know what? He has now. He owns an e-bike, and. Yeah. And he told me all the things I just said. So,
also,
no, Tim, the concession to recharge the bike.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, your pedal power actually keeps that thing going, right, Navi? I've never ridden one, but
that's what I understand. The ones we had in the morning, they were all recharged. But as you ride all day, it recharges them so they don't run out during the day.
Yeah. So along with Soldier Hollow, the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation sent out a note that a lot of other things are opening up. The Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation asked general managers and staff of each of their venues to come up with plans of action to get people back up there to enjoy things. So starting next week, I think next Thursday, up at the Olympic Park, they're going to be opening up with their jump side pass, which has some tubing, and the return of Alpine Slide after 3 summers is going to be there. And guests just get a helmet to use for the duration of their visit and have a great day. So a couple of ideas there for you to get the kids out this next week. I guess the opening date for the Olympic Park will be coming up on the 4th. Remind me next hour when we get some time, because I want to share a story that I ran across on the division Facebook page, which is Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, of a guy. This is quite a story. His name is Steve Smith. He's an elk hunter who was reunited with his lost bull 6 years after the hunt. It's quite a story.
They hug it out?
He and the bull. What was left of it? I get the feeling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was quite emotional about it, so I wouldn't doubt that he hugged it out with what was left of this giant. bull elk that he shot the year before, or 6 years before. Quite a story. Hmm. All right, we need to take a break and get a news update on the half hour, so let's do that. When we come back on the other side, Davey, the GM of Snow Basin Resort, will be with us. So make sure you stay right there.